in many ways, I'm grateful for the way things went down for me. I'm grateful for my military experience. I learned so much from it. I'm grateful for the healing of the changes in the military, and that, you know, I was no longer unacceptable, and that I was welcomed and, you know, interested in a commission as an officer. That was huge for me. My experience working, my Aunt Amy, the one that I took care of here that joined the Marine Corps, was working at the VA when I started working there. She was still there. She had 42 years of, she had a master's degree in nursing from Marquette University in 1954. No woman got a master's degree. And that was, you know, or the women who did were few and far between and were trailblazers. And she was. And she took me under her wing, and I, my whole experience has all been, talk about spiritual, has been just doing the next right thing. And it has been that the whole time. I think I talked about honesty earlier, being, you know, ultimately coming back to the truth and what's the right thing to do is that. And it was the right thing for me to do, to go into the military at that point in my life. It was kind of like a way to help me by helping others. And that's just who I am. You know, my dad was a cop. His role was to help others be safe. And, you know, the other relatives of my family who were in the service, their role was to help others be safe in the world. And that's just how I see myself as a social worker at the VA and as a veteran. And it's something I'm very proud of. I'm really proud of that experience.